Laurel Bowman, a Tanzanian opposition party said on Sunday both its campaign manager and its parliamentary candidate in Zanzibar have been abducted by unknown assailants. This comes days before elections are due on October 28th. ACT Wazalendo party said in a statement that its campaign manager for the semi-autonomous archipelago was also seen being beaten by Zanzibar special security forces. Zanzibar police were not immediately available to comment. Zanzibar and mainland Tanzania are due to hold elections for president, lawmakers, and local governments on Wednesday. Zanzibar has previously been rocked by post-election violence back in 2001, resulting in the death of more than 35 people. Pope Francis named 13 new Roman Catholic cardinals on Sunday, including 9 under the age of 80 who were eligible to enter a conclave to elect his successor after his death or resignation. The new cardinals include Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C. He will be the first African-American to hold the rank. He's 72 years old, so he will be able to weigh in on a new pope. Others in the group hail from Italy, Rwanda, the Philippines, Chile, and Brunei. The 9 will be elevated to this high rank at a ceremony at the Vatican next month. Italy on Sunday ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. and shut public gyms, cinemas, and swimming pools to try and halt a rapid resurgence in the coronavirus that has pushed daily infection rates to new records. The measures take effect on Monday and were agreed between Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's government in Rome and regional authorities. This follows two nights of protest in Naples and Rome against curfews introduced last week in several other regions. This is VOA News. Nearly 9,000